Then, what is left of this picture? To begin with, the bishops and priests who were supportive of the Nazis are expunged from the memory that Pope John Paul says is supposed to guide us into the future. He's talking about a document asking forgiveness. Continuing on, the papal nuncio to Berlin throughout the war, Archbishop Cesare Orsenigo, was a Nazi sympathizer and far from the only friend of the Nazis in the hierarchy. The rector of the German college in Rome, Archbishop Alois Hudal, who was useful in dealing with the Nazis during their occupation of Rome, was another, and many members of Hitler's government, like Ernest von Weizsäcker, the ambassador to the Vatican and an old acquaintance of the Pope, professed to be good Catholics. When Weizsäcker was carried to the Vatican in 1943, the papal limousine that took him to his audience flew the papal flag and the swastika side by side in peaceful harmony, as Weizsäcker noted proudly. And he's talking about this book, this statement, we remember. Its memory in this statement of forgiveness, far from being useful to the cause of true understanding that would prevent another Holocaust, is useful only to the fictions that the Vatican wants to maintain about itself. And that's the reality of the apologies that Rome is giving for its past atrocities, that even Catholic authors are identifying them as fiction. So, once again, another thing that was in the great controversy that would be taking place just before the Sunday Law is here, is taking place, and even Catholic people are recognizing it. Shall we have a closing song?
From Calvary's mountains.